dropping into the body. Nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. I want you to imagine you've got roots coming from the entire backside of your body, all the way down deep into the earth, through the bed, through the floor, through the couch, deep, deep, deep down through the ground, all the way into the core center of the earth. And you're planting those roots nice and strong, giving a little tug, making sure they're safe and secure, knowing that you're connected to Mother Earth, you're being held by her, and you are safe to completely let go. I want you to start breathing in and out of those roots as you start to set your intention for this session, something you want to bring in or something that you want to let go of. You're starting to breathe that intention nice and deep in and out of those roots, and every exhale, you're surrendering to gravity, surrendering to Mother Earth, allowing your body to get heavier and heavier. Deep, relaxing breaths, and as you start to let go, you're telling your body it is safe. It is safe to release. It is safe to let go. The body is getting heavier and heavier as you continue to slowly breathe through those roots. Nice deep breaths, and starting to bring the focus to the base of the spine, all the way down the legs, feeling the heaviness of the legs as you continue to surrender, as you continue to let go. And breathing into the color red, we're going to start with the breath through the mouth, all through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out. Nice, strong, earthy, tribal breaths. Keep breathing in and out of those roots all the way down to the toes. And you're breathing into grounding and you're breathing into foundation. And this is the foundation of your entire energetic system. The first chakra developed in utero, and all the other chakras are built on top of it. So we want nice, solid, grounded breathing. And we're also setting the foundation for your entire healing today. So you want to keep connecting and committing to the breath. Nice, strong breaths. And you're breathing into the feeling of safety and security as you're letting go of primal fears. Letting go of fear of death, letting go of physical fears, letting go of dis-ease, disease, letting go of the fear of being kicked out of the tribe and having to do it all on your own. So you're breathing into belonging, you're breathing into health, you're breathing into financial prosperity, you're breathing into home. You're breathing into the idea of your body as the home for your spirit, that safe haven that your spirit can always relax, rest, and come back into. Keep breathing through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. This is the color red, vibrating at the earth pace. So you can keep the breath slow, but nice, deep, primal, earthy breaths as you're connecting to Mother Earth, as you're connecting to the energy of Mother as a nurturer and nourisher. And if you don't feel that with your mother, you can connect to that energy of Mother Earth as she provides food, shelter, home, water for us, all we need to survive. You are taken care of, and you are safe, and you are breathing that energy in. the feeling of safety and security, the feeling of having all of your needs met with ease, and you can relax in the body knowing that you are safe. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. Nice, strong, red, earthy breaths. Breathing into your immune system. Each breath, you're strengthening your health. You're strengthening your physical body. You're breathing into structure and matter. You're breathing into solid form and physical manifestation. As we let go of our primal fears, keep breathing. All through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out. Nice, strong, grounded breaths, breathing into your foundation, creating that foundation of safety and security. We are building from a space of trust and love, letting go of fear. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. Keep breathing. Nice, strong breaths. Keep grounding. Keep breathing through those roots you planted, knowing you are safe to release all that doesn't serve you in the body, all that does not vibrate with your intention you are letting go of. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. We're gonna take all that red energy. You're gonna pull it up just below the belly button. You're gonna breathe into the color orange. You're breathing into the sacral chakra. You're breathing into the feminine. So you're opening and you're receiving the breath into the belly, into the womb space. And you're receiving it with pleasure. You might want to move your hips. You might want to place your hands on your belly. You are letting go of all the shoulds and shouldn'ts, all that stands in the way of your pleasure and your desire. You're letting go of guilt. You're letting go of stuck emotions in the hips. And you're breathing into feeling good. You're breathing into pleasure. You're breathing into sensation. So you're increasing the breath. And you're breathing into movement. Moving the hips. As you continue to breathe all through the mouth. Two breaths in. One breath out. And you're breathing into intimacy. You're breathing into relationships. The chakra contains the energy of all the relationships we hold in our lives. So you're letting go of any past relationships, any past lovers, friendships that don't serve you. And you're breathing in to pleasure and feeling good. You're opening to receive the breath into the belly with pleasure. You are learning how to receive in this chakra. So you're opening and opening and trusting and surrendering to the flow. This is the element of water. And you're breathing into your boundaries. This water holds the form of whatever container it is poured into. So we breathe into healthy boundaries, holding that space for our water to be able to flow with pleasure, with safety, so we can fully let go. And you can imagine you're breathing in water and it's swirling and it's cleaning out all stuck emotion, all guilt, all shoulds and shouldn'ts. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing with pleasure. You're increasing the sensation. Instead of running away from sensation, you are allowing it in the body. Even if it's intense and overwhelming, you're building it with the breath. You're building it in the body. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. breathing into your sexual energy, your creative energy. Our sexual energy is our strongest form of creating. We can birth beings into existence, but also projects, new ways of being. So you're opening to that creative flow. Keep breathing. A few more breaths here. Keep going. Two breaths in. One breath out. Keep opening to that sensual, sexual pleasure energy, allowing sensation to run through the body, welcoming sensation, not running away. You are feeling all of it. And we're going to take the red and the orange. You're going to pull it up into your into your solar plexus, into your third chakra. This is the color yellow. And you're breathing into the masculine. Two breaths in, one breath out. This is the color yellow. We are speeding up the breath in this chakra. You are committing to the breath. You are committing to the final result. So we're speeding it up nice and quick. It does not matter how you feel in this chakra. This is plans, goals, and action. You are in action for a final result. So you are in your warrior mode. Two breaths in, one breath out. We are dealing with the element of fire. You are increasing the fire in your body, in your solar plexus. You can imagine you have a little flame, and every time you breathe air into it, you are expanding that fire, and you can feel the heat through the entire body. Keep breathing, nice, quick breaths. Keep building that fire. Imagining you're a dragon, and you're exhaling fire and burning away all that stands in the way of your power. This is the chakra of personal power. This is the chakra of courage. You are standing in your power. You are letting go of shame. You are letting go of anything that stands in the way of you loving yourself, being yourself, and fully standing in that power. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep it going nice and quick. You've got this. Keep breathing. Keep committing. Allow that sensation, that fire, to build in the body. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep it going. Keep that fire ignited. You're breathing into your metabolism. You're breathing into your digestion. This is our energy center of the body, and we're not just metabolizing and digesting food, but we are also dealing with ideas and opinions. This is where we form our opinions and have the courage to actually express them in the throat chakra, to stand in who we are and in our power. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. You are exhaling fire. You are burning away all that does not serve you. Keep it going. I want you to keep consistent on the breath. Nice, quick breaths. Keep the fire going. You'll be able to slow it down for the next chakra. Keep it going. Keep breathing. Keep the fire on. You've got this. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. Keep going. Keep that fire ignited. Keep breathing in that solar masculine energy. You are committing to that final result. You are committing. You are following through. This is the realm of your life purpose and who you are in the world. You are building your confidence. You are building yourself. You are letting go of shame. You are letting go of the fear of being who you fully are. You are owning your power. You are owning your worth. Breathing into your self-worth. Breathing into your courage. You've got this. Keep committing. Keep following through. Every time we follow through with something we desire, we create self-esteem. We are connected to our self-esteem. We know we can do it. So keep committing to this. You're almost there. Keep breathing. We're just at the end. Two breaths in, one breath out. You've got this. Keep that fire going. Do not let that fire burn out. Keep breathing. Keep going. Nice, strong breaths. Keep it up. Almost there. Keep breathing fire. Keep breathing the yellow. Keep connecting to your masculine. Keep following through. Keep being in action. You have got this. We are almost there. You can slow it down shortly for the next chakra. Keep it going. Keep that fire. We're building heat in the body. We're building energy. You are speeding up your metabolism. keep bringing the fire. Good. You can slow it down if you need to. We're going to take the red, the orange, the yellow. We're going to pull it up into the heart. You're breathing into the color green. You are breathing into the center. We have three chakras below and three chakras above. We are at the balance point. You've reached the center. And you're breathing into unconditional love. You're breathing into joy and compassion. You're opening the heart with each breath as you let go of grief and heaviness. And as we move into the element of air, we expand. We expand who we are from the third chakra. And we connect with others. We share our life purpose. We share our love. We share our lives. Air is expansive and light, and as we expand, we let go of any heaviness that you're holding on the heart. Keep breathing all through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out, and you're breathing into the left side of the heart, the receptive side, and you're breathing into the right side, the compassionate side. You're breathing into the bottom of the heart. Breathing into the top of the heart. The heart goes all the way up to the shoulders. Breathing into the back of the heart. Breathing into the front of the heart as you push that unconditional love and compassion out into the world. Keep breathing all through the mouth into the color green. And if there's anyone or anything that you would like to forgive right now, you can place that person, that event, even if it's yourself or something that you have done, into your heart. And you can start breathing that love and compassion and forgiveness, knowing that we are all doing the best we can for where we're at. We are continuing to breathe that forgiveness, knowing that by holding on to that vibration, you are weighing your heart down. You are weighing yourself down. And forgiving someone or something does not mean that it was right or okay. It simply means you are no longer willing to hold on to that poison, to hold on to that heaviness, to hold on to that vibration anymore, because it is affecting you. So you're letting it go with each breath. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to put a child version of yourself somewhere between the ages of 2 and 5. And I want you to breathe any love and all love that you feel like you didn't receive as a child. I want you to breathe it into yourself, into your heart, allowing any release, any tears, they might be tears of joy, they might be tears of sadness, you are allowing yourself to shed. As we lighten the heart, as we lighten with forgiveness and unconditional love and connection, we are connecting to love in the heart chakra. We are sharing our gifts with the world. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. Lightening into joy. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. Breathing into balance. Joy. Unconditional love. Letting go of grief. Take the red, the orange, the yellow, the green. I'm going to pull it up into the throat chakra, breathing into the color blue. And we're speeding up the breath. Two breaths in, one breath out. You're breathing into your self-expression. You're breathing into your word. Who you are is your word. Do you follow through with what you say? You're letting go of all the things that stand in the way of the power of that vibration of truth. So you're letting go of lies, you're exhaling gossip, you're letting go of negative talk about yourself and about others. You're continuing to strengthen your vibration of truth and speaking that truth into the world. This is also the realm of creative expression. So we're taking that creative energy from the sacral chakra and you're breathing into it and you're pulling it up through the chakras, and we express it to the world through that throat chakra. Throat chakra is the window between your inner and outer worlds. And you're strengthening that vibration of truth, strengthening the word. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing, keep letting go of lies. Lies weaken our vibration, and when we stand in our vibration of truth, we are able to manifest by simply speaking things into existence. Whether you are religious or not, all the ancient religions speak to the power of our word. In the Bible, God said, "Let there be light," and there was. So by merely speaking it, that vibration is so strong, can actually happen. And the more we learn to fine-tune our vibration of truth, the more we can create with ease and the faster. So keep breathing into that. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing into expression and speaking your truth with balance. The throat lies between the heart and the mind. So speaking your truth is actually being able to speak with the compassion from the heart and thoughtfulness, mindfulness from the mind. Two breaths in, one breath out. And once we speak something, we cannot take it back. That vibration is out there. That is how powerful our word is. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. You're almost there. Keep going. You might want to make sound on the exhale. Letting go with sound. I'm going to take the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue. You're going to bring it up into your third eye, right in the middle of the forehead. You are breathing into the color indigo, visualizing a beautiful midnight sky and all the stars are the dreams and possibilities that are available to you. And you are opening to receive from your higher self, from a higher energy. And if there's anything that you've been wanting clarity on, this is a really great time to ask your higher self a yes or no question. And then you are opening to receive, and it might be through a feeling in the body, might be through a vision, might receive a message through sound, it might even be a smell. So you're opening to receive through all the senses, connecting to your higher self, connecting to space and light. So we're moving out of the realm of the physical, we're slowly letting go of matter, stepping into the realm of the unseen. So you are seeing outside of the five senses, seeing with the third eye, expanding your vision, expanding your dreams as you let go of illusion. Illusion is being stuck in a past story, believing something to be a particular way. When we are fully present, we are open to what is happening in the moment without preconceived ideas or notions about how it was, how it should be, how it will be. Keep breathing through the mouth. Keep letting go of the physical. Two breaths in, one breath out. letting go of the monkey mind. You are letting go of the mind and you are allowing for a higher source of consciousness to come forth. You are letting go of old patterns that don't serve you. You are opening to a new present way of being, of receiving information, of clarity, of intuition, of clairvoyance. Keep letting go, keep creating space behind the eyes, moving into the infinite void of possibility. We are in the realm of the unmanifest. Anything here is possible. We can create and manifest all. It is pure energy. It is fertile ground to create with. There are millions of possibilities, and you are opening to receive what wants to move through you into the physical realm. Keep breathing here. A few more breaths. We're going to take the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo. We're going to pull it up to the top of the head. You're breathing into the crown chakra. You are opening the top of the head. You are breathing in to white or violet light as you're letting go of attachment. So what are you attached to? You are letting go and letting be. And that final attachment we have when we die is the body. So right now you are letting go of the body and you are breathing in that violet light, and it is expanding all the atoms and molecules of the body till they start to dissolve, and your spirit starts to expand and grow, and it's filling the entire room, and it's growing out of the room into the entire house. It's growing out of the house and it's filling the entire outdoors, moving all the way up to the universe, and your spirit continues to expand larger and larger. You are becoming one with all energies. You are dissolving all parts of your ego. You are in unity. You are in ecstasy. You are in bliss. You are in oneness with all that surrounds you. Knowing that we are all connected, we are all part of a matrix of energy. There is no separation. We are all one. Keep breathing into that unity as you continue to dissolve the ego, dissolve the mind, dissolve the body, and expand into pure space. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. This is the final chakra, the final let go. Keep going, we're almost there. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. Keep letting go, keep surrendering. Last breaths here. Keep dissolving. Final chance of clearing. The old you is dying. You are letting go of your old vibration as you step into the new you. And you can let go of the breath. And you're just opening to receive full spectrum rainbow energy. I'm channeling full rainbow energy, and you are now vibrating as a rainbow. We activated the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, and the violet. You can feel yourself as a rainbow or visualize it. As you're breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, one breath in and one breath out. Surrendering and receiving full rainbow energy. Nice deep breaths. Slowing down the breath. In through the nose. And exhaling through the mouth. Slowing everything down as you continue to let that energy run through the body, allowing for any final clearing. You might want to place your hands on your heart or your belly, whatever feels good to you, and just taking a moment for yourself to be in gratitude and receiving. Starting to wiggle your fingers and toes. Taking a few nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth with sound. Taking two more breaths just like that. Slowly making your way into a fetal position, laying on your side. Giving yourself a hug and just reconnecting with that intention that you set at the beginning, knowing that you cleared so much energy that has been standing in the way of you achieving that intention. And slowly making your way up to seated. We're going to take about 5 minutes to journal. So you can either sit up and begin to journal, or you can lay there for the next 5 minutes.